Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that there is some shocking political news. Or maybe it's a great day because there is shocking political news. A leading critic of President Trump believes that the best thing that could happen, at least suggests that the best thing that could possibly happen, would be a full pardon of the former president by Joe Biden. Why would Biden do that? Why is it being featured in the New York Times, of all places, this particular suggestion? And this at a time when President Trump has just launched a lawsuit. He did that yesterday against CNN for $475 million in damages. He's focusing on the term big lie that he says that somebody counted that CNN during the last months of his presidency was using the term big lie to talk about election fraud and his charge about the election. They used it 7,700 times. So, okay, does he have a chance to win that particular lawsuit? And what about the divisions in America? What are they really about? One of the things they are not about, says Nikki Haley, is men and women. Though, even though she believes that there is a chance to make peace totally in the traditional battle of the sexes, she focuses on leadership lessons from bold women in a new book. Okay, why is it, what is it about women that gives them a special ability to give leadership lessons? And what about Nikki Haley herself? She is actually running third right now in a potential presidential race, according to a recent TIPP poll. It's not a very close third, because basically it's Trump is over 50% among Republicans, DeSantis is 15%, and Nikki Haley's tied for third with 2%, but we will talk about her plans and the messages of her book, which is called If You Want Something Done. And if you want something done, she says, rely on women. Okay, in terms of wanting something done, there is a ton of bad news for Democrats right now. There just is. The old idea that you used to hear as recently as 2 weeks ago, that the Democrats were gaining momentum because of the abortion issue, because of the focus on Trump, because of the Mar-a-Lago documents dispute, all of that seems to have subsided. And right now, this is amazing. This is the brand new Gallup. 44% of Americans say they have a favorable view of the Republican Party. That's going way up. 39% of Americans say they have a favorable view of the Democratic Party. And what this suggests is a very big Republican victory is possible again. When people are asked which party would do a better job protecting the U.S. from terrorism threats, the GOP holds a 20-point advantage. 51% say that GOP is better for ensuring prosperity. 41% say Democrats are. And also, more than 8 in 10 rank-and-file Republicans, that's 87%, and 84% of Democrats view their own parties favorably. Okay, the GOP has a little bit of an edge on that. But for their part, independents hold equally low opinions of both major parties, as 34% view each favorably. That's all. But while the Democratic Party has held an edge over the Republican Party among independents since 2008, that, of course, was the McCain-Obama race, since that time, people who will describe themselves as independents have leaned Democratic. They don't anymore. Now they're evenly divided. And this is certainly not the kind of news that Democrats would want to hear today. There's more, and there's one unbelievably scary poll if you're somebody on the left here. And that poll should, it comes from the congressional districts that are rated as at least somewhat competitive by ABC News or 538. And that means that they're neither solidly Republican or solidly Democratic. In those congressional districts, which, and there are about 50 of them, the registered voters favor Republican candidates by a wide margin, 55 to 34. You hear? That's nearly as big as the Republican lead in solid GOP districts, 24 points. A Democrat's lead by 35 points in solid Democratic districts, pointing to a potential overvote where they're most prevalent. In other words, the reason that some of these national polls show the Democrats even close is because there are a bunch of districts that are just overwhelmingly Democratic, where they're ahead by 35 points, but none of them are swing districts or even close to being swing districts. Speaking of swing districts and what really divides Americans, Joel Kotkin has some surprises in terms of that kind of analysis. He's going to be joining us later in the show. And Gordon Chang will be joining us to talk about that new missile from, guess where, North Korea, that went flying over Japan recently. The motivation for the North Koreans was to remind the world that the dictatorship of Kim Jong-un still exists. All right, for the time being at least. And congratulations, nobody appears to have been blown up by the North Korean missile crossing the island of Japan, one of the islands of Japan. We'll get to that. This is a quick word from CNN's Harry Enten, who is one of their poll gurus, and talking about what really should be and will be, I think, the dominant issue for many people, not everybody, but for many people in this election. This is clip 8.
So, crime is an issue that Republicans love to talk about. You see it in a ton of their ads. Why? Because which party do you trust more on crime? Look at that. Republicans at plus 23 points, plus 23 points over the Democrats versus abortion, where Democrats have a 17-point edge. Crime is basically the economy for Republicans. They love to be talking about the economy. They love to be talking about high inflation. They also love to be talking about crime. Democrats do not want to be in this ballpark. They want to be talking about abortion, which is the main focus of most of their ads. So the more that voters care about crime, the worse it is for Democrats.
All right. Well, by the way, concerning talking about abortion, some tough news for Herschel Walker. He has a sort of a double count against him. He's the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Georgia. Crucial, crucial Senate race. He's running against Pastor Warnock, who is a same minister who holds the pulpit that Martin Luther King once held in Atlanta. And Herschel Walker, it turns out that there was a series of powerful denunciations of him by his son, one of his four children that he apparently has been an absent father with, which is tough for a family man. There's also, and his son is highlighting this, new material broken on the Daily Beast about Herschel Walker, actually, and they have some documentary evidence, allegedly paying for an abortion for a girlfriend, which for somebody who's strongly pro-life, that's also not the greatest thing in the world. Will all of this matter, or is there such a clear building Republican wave that it won't? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Debated with a lot of people. I've never debated with anyone nearly as good as you.
Michael Medved.
You're a masterful speaker.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the mighty...
You're the best radio show host in the country.
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Dispatch has run a long column that just give you the essence of it, because the essence of it should be very encouraging for most Republicans and conservatives. It's a subtitle is The Republican Midterm Comeback And the headline is Forget the Polls, Let's Talk About Vibes. And it's by Nick Cattagio. And he writes, if you want to talk vibes, the midterm vibes clearly have shifted in favor of the GOP in the last few weeks, whatever the polling might say. But why? After a summer in which everything seemed to go right for Democrats, following a long stretch in which everything seemed to go wrong, the conventional wisdom has switched back to favoring Republicans heavily in November. What explains it? And he said, it starts with inflation, beginning in late June with the Dobbs decision overturning Roe. And continuing into early September, Democrats ran off a series of unexpected political and policy wins. Multiple red states moved to ban abortion, galvanizing the pro-choice majority. Joe Manchin's 11th-hour reversal on a climate change deal produced the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called. Gas prices fell day after day after day. Inflation slowed down, portending an outright reversal before fall and a soft landing, perhaps, for our strained economy. Biden took out the leader of Al-Qaeda, a man who had eluded us for more than 20 years, and, oh, right, yeah, the leader of the Republican Party had his home searched by federal agents, because it turned out he's been quietly hoarding state secrets and then began making thinly veiled threats of mass violence if the Justice Department sought to hold him legally accountable for having done so. And Democrats went from a 41.3% in the Real Clear Politics generic ballot average on the day the Dobbs decision came down in June to 44.6%, a slight lead over Republicans as of September 1st. Okay, that's all gone. It has now slipped back in a very Republican direction with the Democrats very weak. And why? They say that basically it has to do with Biden's approval rating. It has to do with fears about the economy. It has to do with fears about crime. And it has to do with the fact that despite the fact that Trump really does like being in the center of the limelight, that he hasn't been. Most of the talk has really been now about Biden and Biden-esque failures or some other candidates like Herschel Walker, which we'll get to. But basically, it hasn't all been about Trump, which is why the whole idea of now having a huge lawsuit going on where Trump is suing CNN brings Trump back into the center of attention, probably doesn't help Republicans. It could help President Trump feel better, but the chances of him winning that lawsuit with CNN are very, very slight. We'll get to that. Okay, the vibes had shifted. Since the Consumer Price Index report on September 13th, the S&P 500 has lost more than 7% of its value. The market was up again today. It had a wonderful day yesterday, up again today. But right now, the market isn't going to save Joe Biden and isn't going to save the Democrats. And by the way, Joe Biden, apparently Al Sharpton, he had a private conversation with Al Sharpton. That in itself is probably a mistake. But he spoke to Al Sharpton and said, yes, he is definitely running, and he's been pretty consistent in making that case, regardless of some mistakes he may make about thinking that, oh, Congress, members of Congress were still alive who happened to be no longer breathing. Okay. Meanwhile, Republicans have wisely eased off an aggressive abortion message so as not to spook swing voters. Most of the party is now engaged in strategic silence, the occasional tenured exception aside. Even brawling populists like Blake Masters are restructuring their views on the subject, and it's paying off. Nate Cohen noticed last week that Google searches about the economy overtook searches about abortion sometime in mid-August, an imperfect but provocative indicator of how voters' priorities might be shifting. And then you go forward, put it all together, the vibe lately has been that we're headed back toward the sort of election we expected to have all along, a referendum on Biden's first 2 years as president with an emphasis on the economy's performance. And they says, look, it's possible that the whole vibe shift toward the Democrats this summer was an illusion all along. But even if it wasn't an illusion a couple of months ago, it certainly would be now. If there is any vibe, it is in the Republican direction. Let us go to Frank in Tacoma. Frank, you're on the Medved Show. Frank, hello. You're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I'm calling about Herschel Walker and the senator down there in Georgia, Warnock, I believe his name is.
Uh-huh, Raphael Warnock, right.
Yeah, how does he feel about abortion? I know he's a Democrat, and I'm not sure where he stands on that.
He's pro-choice, and he's strongly pro-choice. He is very, like the majority of Americans, and part of it is because of the news coverage, have not approved at all about abortion becoming a big issue right now because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Most Americans wish that Roe v. Wade hadn't been overturned because they would prefer, I think many people, just not to think or even argue about abortion right now. That's kind of Raphael Warnock's position.
As a pastor... He's a pastor, is that right? And
Yes, he is. He's a very prominent pastor at a Baptist church.
Well, I think I would go with the other gentleman because his eyes were opened, and I don't trust the pastors for abortion. So if I lived down there, I would still vote for Herschel Walker, in my own opinion.
Yeah, look, and Raphael Warnock is a very liberal senator, and right now... Remember, all it takes is one vote for one Senate seat for the Republicans to win control of the Senate as long as they don't lose any Senate seats. Now, they could always lose Senate seats, but Raphael Warnock is one of those guys. He was in the runoff, and he was in the runoff against a Republican who had been heavily favored. But then Trump lost. Trump came down to Georgia. He started talking about election fraud. And Warnock won very narrowly. I think it's going to be very close down there. We will get to this latest scandal, and I'll play you some of what his son had to say. And we'll talk about whether that should or will make a difference in his election prospects. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up nationally for the third straight week. AAA reporting the average price at the pump is now $3.80 a gallon, up 6 cents from last week. Residents of Mississippi enjoy the nation's cheapest gas at $3.06 a gallon. Meantime, California's price has spiked to $6.41 a gallon. Following North Korea's missile launch, John Kirby says a possible nuclear test from the communist state would be concerning and deeply destabilizing.
A very troubling development here with this most recent launch. Certainly not the first one we've seen this year, but they're definitely the most recent. And there's a range here that's of concern in terms of how long this missile was able to travel.
The National Security Council communications coordinator saying he's closely watching the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody loves him,
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and we will talk about the surprising new move in some very liberal media outlets to push for a pardon for Donald J. Trump, which is kind of an amazing idea. Okay, Herschel Walker. This could be one of the crucial races that decides who goes to the U.S. Senate, who decides who controls the U.S. Senate. The most recent polling shows that it's just about a dead tie. It's a separation between a Walker and Warnock, his opponent. Two W's. That's an unusual thing. But between Walker and Warnock, it's 2 points. At most 3 points, and the polls, if you take the averages, they're just about tied. So this could really matter. The way it's covered in National Review, and I go to National Review because, well, it's just the best magazine, and at least coverage you're going to get anywhere. And they say, on the heels of yet another political scandal involving Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker, this time over allegations that the strongly pro-life Republican paid a former girlfriend to abort a child that they had conceived, Walker's adult son, who he named Christian, unloaded on his father on Twitter, calling him a liar who doesn't walk his family values talk. I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed, he said, And he's, by the way, he's a very fine communicator. He has great TV presence. He speaks very well, and he's clearly very, very upset, as I imagine you would be, if this is a charges against your father. He had actually appeared earlier with his father at some of his campaign events, so it's not that he's an estranged son or anything of that nature. He said, I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And, you know, my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's what Christian Walker said in a Twitter video. And he goes on and says, family values people. He has four kids, four different women. Wasn't in the house raising even one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? That's what Christian Walker, he describes himself as a conservative activist and as a free speech radicalist. Now, all of this relates to a scoop that came out on Daily Beast on last night. And that scoop involved a story by Roger Sullenberger alleging that Walker paid a former girlfriend to get an abortion, telling her it was, quote, not the right time for him to father another child. The former University of Georgia football star immediately denied the allegation, calling it a flat-out lie and another repugnant hatchet job from a Democrat activist disguised as a reporter. He vowed to file a lawsuit today. It is not clear whether he has done it so far. The woman allegedly provided the Daily Beast with a $575 receipt from the abortion clinic dated September 12, 2009. So it's you're talking about a while ago. A signed $700 personal check from Walker, dated September 17, 2009, and a get well card that he had allegedly signed with his distinctive autograph H and the message "Pray you were feeling better." Here's what Herschel Walker on Fox News said about all of these accusations against him. And basically denying it very energetically. This is a clip 3A.
It is a flat-out lie, and now you know how important this seat is. This seat is very important, that they'll do anything to win this seat, lie, because they want to make it by everything else except what the true problems that we have in this country is, this inflation, the border wide open, crime. They don't want to talk about that, so they're making up lies now because they need this Georgia seat. So I'm going to encourage anyone out there, let's not let them take this seat. If you can go to teamherschel.com, let's not let them take this seat, because if they take this seat, we won't recognize this country tomorrow. Because right now, for them to come out with total lies, I think that's not right.
Let me ask you this. Okay, then he was asked about the supposed get well card with his signature on it. And here's what he says. This is B.
I haven't seen it, but, you know, I can tell you, I send out so many get well, send out so much of anything, but I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion, and it's a lie, and I'm going to continue to fight.
Okay, and this is what his son sounded like talking about his biological father. This is Christian Walker, a tape he posted on Twitter. That's clip one.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? I was silent lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the card. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter. He lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. everything has been a lie. And so for the right to say I'm being suspicious for saying, hey, I'm done with the lies, when you all have been calling me saying, is this true about your dad? Gosh, we're not going to win Georgia and this can't at all. That's been you. You have no idea what I've been through in my life. You have no idea what me and my mom have survived. We could have ended this on day one. We haven't. I haven't told any stories. I'm just saying, don't lie. Don't lie on my mom. Don't lie on me. Don't lie on the lives you've destroyed and act like you're some moral family man. Y'all should care about that. Conservatives.
Okay, this obviously is not the same Christian Walker. It is, actually, it's the same guy who appeared at rallies with his dad a year ago. There has been a new problem here. Now, is this going to kill Herschel Walker's campaign? Look, it is so close right now, and Raphael Warnock has problems of his own. He also had a very public breakup with a younger wife that he was married to briefly, and there have been charges against him. And I do think, even for a lot of pro-life people, that these charges, which let us keep in mind Herschel Walker very strongly denies, are not going to change the fact that he has committed, for instance, to vote against a national legalization of abortion bill that would override, for instance, because it would be a federal bill and it could be passed in the Senate and it could be passed in the House if the Democrats take over. They're very strongly in favor of that. And you might find that there are a lot of people in Georgia who would rather hold their noses and vote for Herschel Walker because of issues, positions that are much closer to a conservative norm than anything you're going to hear from Raphael Warnock. But the fact is that this is going to be a distraction and probably tilt the campaign at least a little bit into a difficult direction for the former football star. Now, what about, speaking of a difficult direction, what about this idea, which is, I think in some ways it's diabolically clever and probably an idea worth considering, the idea that Joe Biden is going to help promote national unity by pardoning Donald J. Trump. Possible? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot, costs, well, very little, $0.22 a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There's a headline in the New York Times. You will be shocked to hear that the New York Times has an anti-Trump headline, and it appears over a photograph of somebody holding up a MAGA hat, but it doesn't say MAGA, it says Trump forever. And no matter how devoted you are to President Trump, it can't be forever. I mean, at some point or another, this Trumpian enthusiasm is going to wind down. And Brent Stevens, who is a conservative critic of President Trump, though he's much more critical of Democrats and has said that he is expecting he will be voting for DeSantis as the Republican nominee and for president. Brent Stevens does a piece in the New York Times every week where it's a dialogue between him and Gail Stevens, who's another regular on the editorial page and someone who leans, did I say Gail Stevens? She's Brent Stevens. She's Gail Collins. And she leans more to the left, and they have these sometimes entertaining exchanges. And this week, the piece that's out today, he says, starts out, "Hey, Gail, I know I speak for both of us when I say our thoughts are with everyone who's in the path of the Hurricane Ian. In the meantime, do you mind if I run a possibly crazy idea by you?" And Gail Collins says, "Brett, there's nothing I would love more." And then when he runs the idea by her, she hates it. She hates the idea. Here's the idea. Brett says, "A friend of mine, not at all conservative, thinks that Joe Biden would be very smart to pardon Donald Trump for taking all those documents to Mar-a-Lago." "Insane?" he asks. And then he says this. "A pardon does a few things." He He says, I'm not crazy. He says the pardon does a few things. First, it denies Trump the martyr card. Well, that's not entirely true because there's so many other lawsuits and charges, some of them criminal, against him. I mean, this is just one of like six different prosecutions or investigations ongoing about President Trump, where a lot of people think indictments are very likely. A pardon does a few things, he writes. First, as you suggested, it denies Trump the martyr card. Second, it humiliates him and tacitly recognizes him, requires him to recognize Biden as the legitimate president. In other words, if you don't think Biden's a legitimate president, you can't accept his pardon, right? Third, it saves the Justice Department from a potentially very tricky prosecution that it very well might not be able to win. And finally, it returns the public's gaze to the far more important issue, which is Trump's culpability for January 6th, which has oddly fallen off the radar screen. If Trump faces prosecution for those documents, it all but guarantees, and this is Brett Stevens writing, that no Republican will challenge him in a primary if he decides to run again. But if Biden pardons him, he will be a more diminished figure, making it likelier that he will face a real challenger. And given the choice, a miserable one, I will admit, I'd much rather see the Ron as the Republican nominee than the Don. How about you? Isn't there a side of you, Gail Collins, kind of hoping Trump gets the nomination on the theory that it would be easier for the Democratic nominee to beat him than to beat Ron DeSantis? The point that he makes about giving Trump a pardon on the documents issue, look, I think it has a lot of substance to it, frankly, because the level of excitement or interest or indignation or anything else about Trump keeping a bunch of documents that are top secret and we're never going to see and we're never going to find out what's in them, or probably most of them we won't find out what's in them. And most people, and you can talk to people, even people who are skeptical about Trump, there's so many things that you could bring up that are problematic. To have the documents issue, the number one issue, and this is the one where they're going to try to knock him out of the presidential race by indicting him, I do think that Republicans, and frankly, if Democrats want to get rid of Trump in terms of him being a lively possibility, wouldn't a continued prosecution of Trump on this issue simply do what Brett Stevens has said, which is make Trump virtually a sure nominee? The numbers most recently, the TIPP polls, show Trump getting 54% of the Republican vote, DeSantis 15%, then Nikki Haley, who'll be speaking with us in a few minutes, getting 2%, and she's third. There's a great deal that is still going on which I think also argues in favor of putting the documents issue aside for a moment. And that is the threat of nuclear war that Putin has made very specifically. This is a profound problem. It's hugely dangerous. And Walter Russell Mead in the Wall Street Journal says, even as poorly trained, poorly led, and poorly supplied Russian forces retreat on the battlefield, the danger that the war in Ukraine will erupt into a wider conflict continues to grow. Vladimir Putin has responded to the weakening of his military position by annexing, and that's in quotes, four contested regions inside Ukraine, declaring that the conflict in Ukraine is a war for the survival of Russia and raising the specter of a nuclear strike. The West is taking note of these moves, and the sabotage of Baltic pipelines connecting European consumers to Russian gas. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has warned Russia that any use of nuclear weapons would have catastrophic consequences for Russian forces. And Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, repeated the message on Sunday morning. But as the Biden administration scrambles to manage the most dangerous international confrontation since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, it must see the world through Mr. Putin's eyes. Only then can officials know how seriously to take the nuclear saber-rattling and develop an appropriate response. And what Professor Mead says, as he says, Mr. Putin sees global politics today as a struggle between a rapacious and domineering West and the rest of the world bent on resisting our arrogance and exploitation. The West is cynical, he says, and hypocritical, and its professed devotion to, quote, liberal values is a sham. The West is not a coalition of equals, Putin says. It represents the domination of the evil Anglo-Saxons. It's a phrase he used in his speech over the Europeans in Japan. Mr. Putin sees the American-led world system as the successor to the British Empire, and he blames the Anglo-Saxon or English-speaking powers for a host of evils, from the Atlantic slave trade to European imperialism to the use of nuclear weapons in World War II. Now, who is he trying to persuade here? He's trying to persuade the Russian people. He's trying to allow this mobilization of 300,000 people who will be pure cannon fodder because they're being rushed to the front with no training at all. And obviously there are more than 300,000 Russian individuals, young men, who have gotten out of Dodge already. So this attack on Anglo-Saxon greed, brutality, and hypocrisy is not original to Mr. Putin. And what he talks about is this is repeating attacks that were placed against Anglo-Saxons by Stalin, by Hitler, and by many others in the world today. So what happens next with that? We will get to discuss that with former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.